Bible Fellowship Church, our Let's Talk Ministry. We are in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 31. So Ephesians 4, 31. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. So as we go to verse 31, Paul's going to give the church at Ephesus six different things just after he's encouraged them, don't grieve the Holy Spirit. So here's six things that he's going to say to them. Let all, so basically this needs to be working on or being moved out of who we are as a person. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, put away from you along with malice. So I realize as you look at that list, there are going to be things in this list that's going to be hard for all of us. So because we know we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit, verse 30, here's an opportunity for us to say, okay, Holy Spirit, I need you to help me with specific things. Bitterness, you know, a grudge that you've been holding against someone that is affecting your attitude. When you think of wrath, this opportunity for anger or outburst of your anger. Thinking about anger, that might be more the internal, smoldering, holding on to something that really has frustrated you where you need to say, Lord, I want you to help me, or Holy Spirit, to help me move this out of who I am as a person. A good example of that, or a good illustration for me, is I went over to out-of-town visit Ryan and Rachel, and there's a person that I had known since I was about, 18, 19 years of age. I'd went to college, and he was on staff back then, and we were talking with us, a group of guys were planning to go to work with Word of Life to go to Johannesburg, South Africa. And he was walking down the road with me from one class to the next, and he just said to me, you know, you'll never be the director of Word of Life South Africa. And so I was really kind of disappointed because my goal in life was not to be the director of Word of Life South Africa. My goal was to see Word of Life be established in South Africa. And so I kind of went on my way, never really thought anything about it. And it was probably 20 years later, I run into this guy. And I can feel the inside of my heart to start racing. My blood pressure is going up. I didn't officially check it, but that's what I felt like. Like, man, I'm still mad at this guy. And he has no idea that, you know, 20 years later, that I am holding this against him. So I just had to say, Lord, I need you to help me with this. I want to let this thing go. I want my anger to be away. Clamor might be more of a, you know, public outburst. And so if you want to define it that way, just reading some of the stuff that John MacArthur put in his book on the study of Ephesians. Another way for slander is someone you're going to talk bad about for a period of time. You're just going to continually talk bad about that person. So you're going to slander their name. And then the last one was probably, if you kind of link them all together in one word, malice is kind of all that in one word. And so now that the church at Ephesus obviously has some of these things that the Holy Spirit is empowering Paul to say, look, here's some things that I want them to put off. Here are some things that I want them to do away with because there's issues here that affect the local church. And so it'll be neat to see for you as you step back and say, okay, Lord, here are six things, bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, slander, malice, six things. Where do I need to do some work in my life? What do you want to do in my life based on these six things? So that we as a family can be healthy, so your family can be healthy, so that we can continue to grow. And so maybe you need to spend some time today just sitting down with that list and say, okay, Holy Spirit, what areas do I need you to help me in? Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to open your word. Thank you for our Bibles that have been left for us and the truth that are in them. Help us to do the work, to ask you for help in that. Not just glance over passages. Help us to really walk with you, to do what you want to do in our lives first. We love you. We need you. In your name we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.